I guess today we came into today's match with two goals, well, probably three goals. We wanted to definitely play our best hockey of the week, which we did do. We wanted to score a goal. Unfortunately, we didn't manage that. We had a couple of close, you know, a couple of good attempts on goal. And again, being the eighth ranked team in the tournament, we came in obviously wanting to try and improve on that and finish seventh. But we didn't quite achieve that either. But the girls did play well. We played some good periods of attacking hockey. We got out of our half, linked passes together, got short corners, attempts on goal. So we'll leave happy from today's match, happy that we played our best hockey, that we've improved over the week. I think looking back on the week, as I look back at the results, I think perhaps the results maybe don't do us justice totally. I think we're probably two or three goals better than all of our results suggest. You know, across all of the matches we've played, we're probably two or three goals better than the results that we've had. I put that down to one thing that's sort of blighted our program this week, which has been that when we've conceded goals, we've conceded two or three goals very quickly in a short space of time, and that's something unfortunately that again happened today. If we'd managed to keep it to 2-0 at half time, we would have still been well in the match, but unfortunately we conceded three goals in a space of 5 minutes and we're out of the game really at half time. Again, as I look back on the week, we came here with an inexperienced team. Our wider training squad back in Bermuda is probably only 30 to 35 girls. Of those, some are ineligible to play for Bermuda, even though they were born in Bermuda, because of the immigration laws. So we've only really got 25 girls that are eligible to play for Bermuda. Once you take out the three or four girls that are 12, 13, 14 years old, we're down to 21, and you know, we had a squad of 18 that we were prepared to come with, and unfortunately we lost our two most experienced, our senior players, our two best defenders, only a few weeks before the tournament. So considering all of that, I thought the girls have had a really good week. We've definitely progressed. Our two goalkeepers that we brought here this week had never been in goalkeeping pads 3 months ago. So, you know, it shows what we're up against, but it shows the massive improvement that we've made from, you know, not having experienced defenders, not having experienced goalkeepers, to being able to come out and we competed quite well with Barbados today. Even though it was 4-0, it was a competitive match. There's no doubting that. So we'll go away happy from today, happy with the progress we've made this week. And it'll give us something to build on for the future.